The cartels are running wild. Kids are still being used as pawns, and there's a good chance it's about to get a whole lot worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain the human misery I saw along the border this week and discuss the criminal elements pouring into the U.S. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was this dude, I know you don't get into all of this like crazy ASMR stuff, and I don't like really you do. Either. I didn't used to, and now I'm like kind of obsessed with it.
I feel like you totally do.
Like, I kind of do now, but there's like a dude that I saw on the talk yesterday who, you know how there's like that, what do they call it when there's like a sound that there's like a bell that you ding and it makes this sound that lasts for a really long time and it's supposed to like reset your chakras. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm more fixated on the fact that you just called it the talk. I'm still reeling from that.
I'm very intimate with this app now. Mm-hmm. So
a little concerned.
Like a talk name basis.
A little concerned about you. But anyways, continue.
Well, it's just there was this guy that did the thing that like made the sound. And he was like, you know, when you hear the sound, like really think about where you feel it in your body. And it, you guys, like it started in my temple and then it moved down my body. It was so crazy. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
It's a sound.
Let's see if we experience it. Okay,
yeah,
everybody.
Let's see. Okay, let's are you see. Guys ready? Let's see. I'm gonna play the sound.
I'm going to get ready. I feel nothing.
You don't feel that?
No. Am I supposed to?
Yeah.
I don't feel anything.
I mean, like every single chakra I didn't even know I had is reset.
I don't even know
what that means.
I don't either. I kind of want mine to be reset, but I didn't feel anything.
Maybe you have to hear it. Like you have to like really hear it, not over a screen or like through a mic. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like just genuinely.
Right. You're going to have
I'll
to forward
it
that to
you.
Me. All right. Yeah. Send it to me. Cause I don't,
okay.
I didn't feel a thing.
Maybe you really need your chakras to be affected.
Maybe that says something about me.
I don't know. I don't know, but like probably nobody feels it. And they're all like, Mach has gone full blown hippie. I really haven't. Like me at all. So I don't know what's even happening. We have an email about pillows from Mary Kay. She wants it to be clear that she does not drive a pink Cadillac.
She doesn't. That's too bad.
I know, right? Like I would not mind having a pink Cadillac. But she said, I wanted to tell you that I just changed the sheets on my bed when I received my new MyPillow sheets. I changed them again so I could see how the MyPillow sheets were. They have absolutely lived up to my expectations. I have pillows, I have towels, and now sheets. I do have one request, she says. My feet are kid-sized, and I would love to have the kitten fur technology moccasins. Please, if you have any pull, I would appreciate a kid size moccasin line. I love listening to you ladies every morning. You always make me laugh. Happy summer birthdays to you both. That's from Mary Kay.
I love that, Mary. Thank you so much. And you know what? That's really interesting because I had a roommate in college and I'm assuming she still does. She wears like a 4.5 shoe.
Gosh.
And so we used to have to, sometimes we'd have to go to like Stride Rite to get her shoes, like for sorority stuff and whatever. But that would be an issue, right?
I know, I don't know if we have any pull. I don't think
we have any pull, especially since we've completely renamed the technology of his moccasins.
Without permission, we might add.
Zero permission. So I don't know, but we could maybe write him a letter or something. It's like writing Santa a letter.
My stepmother-in-law. Is that what I call her? My stepmother-in-law?
No, it's not your stepmother. Yeah, stepmother-in-law.
Stepmother-in-law. So she also has teeny tiny itsy bitsy itty bitty feet. Like I think she wears a 4.5 or 5 or something crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I know she got a pair of the My Slippers and I think she has to like put a sock in there or something.
Like an
you
insert.
Know what I mean?
Just put an insert in there. Yeah, that's interesting. All right.
But still totally worth it. And especially if you guys call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and you use our code, which is
CHICKS.
You get such a massive discount, you guys, on everything there. Everything.
She is extra giggly today, Karen. I hope you're enjoying it. Extra giggly.
Hey, Karen. Hey, Karen.
Mwah. Okay.
All right. So you are upset today about Ilhan.
Well, Ilhan Omar is, as you guys know, a total sea hag. And I just can't deal with her. So I sent this thing to Mock this morning because she basically called the United States and Israel terrorists. I mean, I can't really even sugarcoat that. That's what she called us.
You want the exact quote?
Yeah, I'd love the exact quote.
Because she tweeted it also. She said, we must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., she lists first, right. Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban.
Yeah, so we're first. So she's lumping us in with actual terrorists, okay? So in light of that, the only people who were pissed off about that were 12 Democrats. That's it, like only 12 Democrats. Now, if you actually take that and draw it out as a percentage, which I'm not a big math person. I actually read this. I didn't do the actual math. Otherwise, I'd need some Advil this morning. That's 6%. 6% of Democrats, you guys.
Were willing to sign on?
They were willing to say, you're wrong. And one of them was curly hair lady, Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, my. Wait, she said she was wrong?
She said she was wrong.
Oh.
Right. Isn't she Jewish, though? Isn't she Jewish?
Well, that would make some sense. Was it just Jewish Democrats?
I think probably most of them were, you know. So most of them are. They're not were, but they're probably still Jewish. So anyway, I would imagine most of them are, you know. So I just find this just appalling. Is appalling the word? I'm completely freaked out that we have people that represent American citizens who are willing to just kind of sit back and go, yeah, we're terrorists. We're Americans, essentially
Hamas.
Yeah. Like that's okay to say out loud. Like, what is that? What is going on? So
why is she here? She just needs to leave. She hates it here. She hates this country. Bye.
Yeah, she hates the United States, and she's always hated the United States. So, yeah, my theory on this is that she wants to destroy us. Like, she wants to just come here to just she doesn't want to make it, I don't know, in her sense. There's no way to make it better, right? I mean, it's like we're pretty awesome to begin with. If you're going to make it better, you don't make it better by calling us terrorists. You don't make it better by trashing us every day. That's not how you do it. If you feel like there are things that need to be improved, this is not the way to do it, right? I think it's just the opposite. I think she pretty much wants to destroy us. That's what I think.
I mean, if you were a person who wanted to, you would act a lot like her.
Right. So anyway, I thought we'd mention that because she's horrible.
She's a beast. She's an absolute beast.
Right.
Border crossing, the report for May came out and it's awful. So for the last 3 months, I think it's been 170 plus people have been apprehended at the border. And that's just the people who have been caught, who like willingly turn themselves in. God knows how many others, you know, crossed without trying to be apprehended, who just wanted to sneak right in. And so May, they were hoping, I'm sure the administration was hoping that that number would be on the decline. Mm-mm, it went up to 180,000. I know, right?
Why would they think it would get
180,000?
Are they drunk? Like, why would they think it would get any better? Did they think it would get better because of her stupid damn speech in Guatemala? Like, why? Why? Are these people drunk? This is the thing. How? What have they done to make it better? What?
Well, did you see Sarah Carter? You know, our buddy.
Our girl.
Right. Sarah Carter scored an interview with the Guatemalan president that she had on the Hannity show.
Oh, my God.
And the Guatemalan president. I mean, like, we're so not worthy of even being in her company ever.
I know. I swear. And we talked to her about, like, also this other stuff that I mean, she's just like so cool to hang out with. She's like she seems like such a normal chick. And then she's like, I'm going to go talk to the Guatemalan president now.
Right. I mean, she's so freaking accomplished. It's nauseating. So, and she has a podcast. You should also listen to that.
Totally.
she interviewed the Guatemalan president and he said it straight. I mean, he was like, the reason that people are coming is because of this very wishy-washy humanitarian-based messaging from Kamala, from Joe Biden, saying, we're going to give you health care. We're going to put you up in these hotels. We're going to take care of you because that's the right thing to do. And we're like super high moral people. And so come. And then they're like, don't come. The messaging is like Fauci. It's terrible.
Right. It is like Fauci. They did this during the campaign. They basically said, I mean, they asked the question on when all those Yahoos were standing on the podiums. You guys recall, you remember when they asked the question, do you believe that illegals should get health care? And they were all like, they all raised their dang hands. Yeah.
Did you see what Jill Biden posted on Twitter yesterday?
No.
So she posts a picture of herself. I'm not making this up. This is not parody. This is her actual account.
Was she wearing her fishnets again?
No. Although maybe, because you could only see her from like chest up. Because she's sitting at Joe Biden's desk on Air Force One. And her caption, and she's like got these giant big three-ring binders in front of her, all this paperwork. She's like reading shit. Sorry. And she, the caption says, prepping for the G7. Yeah.
Oh God. Well, I mean, she is a surgeon.
she would make a hell of a fine surgeon general. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, she is a surgeon. So, you know,
I mean, what the hell, right? Like Joe Biden was probably taking a freaking nap and she was prepping. For the G7 in her role as FLOTUS.
Oh my God. In her important role as POTUS.
Right.
That's what she's doing.
And then there was actually, like, you know, I guess, like, it could have been a cute moment, but, like, some people will make fun of her. But she introduced Joe Biden in front of the troops in the UK. And so as she was talking on the stand, well, he's behind her. And there are also a bunch of people in the audience behind her. And so he's, like, kind of chatting it up with the troops. And so she starts talking and she turns around and she's like, Joe, pay attention. And then he's like, oh.
Oh, my God. These people, I swear. My God. Oh, that's our president, you guys. That is our president. That's the leader of the free world.
Right.
Okay.
That's all not frightening at all. Not frightening at all. You know what is frightening to me is, as you know, the grid and like so many other things. I'm so, so, so paranoid about so many things. But I'll tell you what, ever since we got our shipment from Patriot Supply, the 4-week emergency food shipment, and I see it and I, you know, we've got it stored in the house. Every time I see it, I'm like, okay, well, there's one thing that I know I'm prepared for. Is like a food shortage.
Right. And you
I
don't
got
have
that
to
down.
And you don't have to come to my house. Like you don't have to drive to Texas and like hunker down at my house if something happens, which I've always told you, because she's always been so freaked out about the grid. I'm like, just come to my house. It's fine. Just bring the only thing that you have to do is just bring ammo. But now we have these food kits and it's cool. You know,
it's amazing. Well, and it's just like, well, I'm not like a prepper person, right? First of all, I don't have the space, but you totally are. I should be, considering how scared I am of everything. You would think I would be more preppy. But this is the first thing that I've ever done for my family, right? That is like prep related. Right. And so you get these two, if you could get 25% off, by the way, if you go to our own very special website, preparewiththechicks.com. If you go to that website, you'll get 25% off their 4-week emergency food kit. That's what we got. And it's like these two buckets filled with food, enough to feed you 2,000 calories a day for 4 weeks. And this stuff keeps for 25 years.
Yeah, it's
you guys.
Pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing. It's good stuff. Y'all check them out. They're fantastic. It's a fantastic company. You can get on the phone with somebody and then they'll tell you, like, you can even tell them, hey, I want more breakfast stuff. I want more dinner stuff. I want this. I want that. They're fantastic. They have a lot of great stuff. So,
and it's good. Remember, because I still have some of my banana snacks.
That's what she's eating for lunch.
Yeah. I eat these all the time now. And I know I shouldn't be like raiding my own emergency food supply, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
So anyway, go to preparewiththechicks.com immediately and get your own emergency. It makes you feel so much better. I promise you guys. I promise. Okay. So Fauci. Oh my God, that man.
I know. Nothing will happen to him. I'm so mad about this. Like, he's still facing no consequences at all. There's nothing.
It's ridiculous. And when you hear what he said to Chuck Todd yesterday, you're going to lose your mind. Chuck Todd has Fauci on, and he's basically saying, you know, you're really getting attacked by, like, all those mean conservatives.
Those so right-wingers. Mad. Yeah, those right-wingers who have been right the whole time.
Go figure.
Yeah.
I know, it's amazing.
Isn't it?
So basically, Fauci, you know, he does what he always does, which is to say, yeah, you know, basically what they're doing, I can take it because, you know, I'm a public figure and I can handle it. But essentially what he said is, when you attack me, you're attacking science.
Oh my God. You've got to be freaking kidding me with this.
He said that.
Oh my God. I'm surprised he didn't say, when you attack me, you're attacking half of the country. You know what I mean? But he essentially is saying that, because when you attack me, you attack science, because all these people have, like, they've sort of glommed on to this idea that we're the science crowd, right? Liberals are the party of science. And then they're the whack jobs over there on the right. Right. This is what they think. So when he says they're attacking science, they're all these people are listening going, that's right. That's right. Those people are whack jobs on the right. They're all whack jobs. And so they're not science people. So that's what they're doing. They're attacking science by attacking Fauci. They're terrible. No.
He said that.
Read the freaking emails, you morons.
Or just look back to how many times he's flip-flopped. Like, what science of his is the science to believe in any given moment?
Exactly. So all these people have looked to him for all the answers when so much of it had nothing to do with science, but everything to do with one man's opinion about things. That's what it was. That's what it boiled down to. And all these people were shaking their heads going, oh yeah, I'm going to live my life according to this guy and his opinion. Oh my God. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I looked at something, what was it yesterday? Think of all the people that weren't able to be there for their loved ones when they passed away. Think of all the people that weren't able to be there for funerals, you guys. Think of the
or even have funerals.
Right. You're right. Think of the people that missed out on all of those things over the past year and a half because that guy just decided, you know, this is the way it's going to be. And now he has the audacity to tell Chuck Todd, well, I mean, you know, basically they're science deniers. Oh my God.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a 18-year-old clip of him that's going around when he was on C-SPAN 18 years ago, because he was still in this role, right? Like NIH director or whatever his official title is. And someone called in to complain about him to him, saying, you know, it just seemed, basically their point was that his messaging has been so all over the place that he's done a disservice and that perhaps he should resign. And he laughed at her. He was like, because she was like, don't you think maybe it's time for you to step down and let someone else who might be better at the messaging take over? And he goes, no. I mean,
and that was 18 years ago. You know what? That's government for you, y'all. That's big government. That's there again. It's like somebody who's in government, entrenched in government. He makes the most money out of anybody in the federal government. And he's like, I am never going to get fired. You stupid people, you sheep. I'm never going to get fired ever, because people don't get fired out of government. They don't get fired. He's the perfect case study of that. The perfect one.
All right. You want to
hear it? Oh, my God. This is going to infuriate me.
Hong Kong. We hear from a physician in Durham, North Carolina.
And it's a doctor that's calling.
Good morning, Pedro. You've been at the NIH a pretty long time, and it seems to me that during your tenure, our ability to control infectious diseases hasn't improved, but in fact worsened. And even basic health tips such as you can't use antibiotics to treat viral infections has not been adequately communicated to the public, because, for instance, people will come in demanding an antibiotic for a common cold, which, or any other viral infection, which has certainly served to create more resistant strains. Not saying that this has anything to do with this particular SARS epidemic, but don't you think it's time that you step down and let someone else who has a more effective message?
Actually, no. She wants to know if I want to step down because we're getting too many resistance.
Wow. I mean, it's like
there's an arrogant a-hole.
Right. He's, oh my God, he's so completely arrogant. Like he
even,
that guy thinks he's God.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
There was also, by the way, a new study that just came out saying, hey, guess what? Hydroxychloroquine can increase COVID survival by 200%.
Oh, really?
Remember when people were getting like actually banned for suggesting that last year?
Oh, yeah. You would like shut down on YouTube. You were completely banned. And remember, they thought Trump was completely ridiculous and horrible for suggesting it. Do you remember? Yeah, I remember. Y'all remember? Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Oh my God. All right, we got to lighten it up a little bit. Actually, it's not even that light. It's that apple pie is now being called racist by The Guardian. So...
what are you even saying?
It's true. Apple pie is racist. I'm going to tell you why. This is according to this guy, a food writer named Raj Patel, who writes for The Guardian. And he says that apple pie was born of colonialism and slavery. Mm. And apples first arrived in the West from Central Asia 4,000 years ago. So really, it's like we can't take credit for the pie. He says the apple pie has bloody origins and is as American as stolen land, wealth, and labor.
Oh.
I just can't with these people.
Right. Apple pie. I love apple pie. I got to tell you. So did McDonald's ever, did they ever stop selling those? Remember they used to sell apple pies? Remember?
They still do. But remember how we got them one time to see if they were like the way we remember them in our youth? And they're just not.
They're not the same. But I mean, are they going to stop selling them since they're racist now? That's what I'm wondering.
Ooh, that's a great question. Like, are they going to go woke about this? I mean, don't know.
Probably, since all companies now are woke.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Right.
We should worry about that, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, for those people who still eat the McDonald's apple pie.
Right.
By the way, going back to this healthcare stuff for a second, Senator John Kennedy is so hilarious. You know, he's the one that's got that Southern drawl. I love him so much.
The old dude. He's like old dude. He almost looks like he should be in Designing Women. He should be a character in Designing Women.
Yes.
Every time I see him, I'm like, he shouldn't even be in politics. Like he's just, Anyway.
Well, he said he was on one of the talk shows, you know, complaining about Fauci, complaining that we still don't know the origins of COVID. And he goes, where's the smoking bat?
I love him.
And I just can't with him. He said people are starting to trust Dr. Fauci less than they trust Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but it's not like you trust Dr. Pepper for your medical information.
Well, more so than Dr. Fauci.
That's his point.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God.
People here
also,
in Texas,
Kanye is dating. So I don't know if that's important to you.
But he's dating a model, isn't he? Like that model.
Bradley Cooper's ex. Yes.
Right. Arena something or other. How do I know this?
Arena Shake?
Yeah. I don't know. Shake? I don't really know how to pronounce that last name.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're dating.
Well, that didn't take long. That escalated quickly.
That's right. It did escalate quickly, indeed.
Yeah.
There is a great new, there's a great new China song. You know how much I love when people songify things and do the things. So this is, where is the song? Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. China.
I love that song, you guys. I love it.
You're going to play it? You're going to play it today?
It's going to be on the radio. Well, yeah, obviously I'm going to play it on the radio.
It's
Hello.
It's going to be your ringtone too.
It's going to also be my ringtone.
Of course it is. Totally. Hey, curious. Since apple pie is racist, do you think Omaha apple tartlets are also racist?
Yes, without question.
Okay. Will you guys order a ton of apple tartlets?
Order all the things from all of our amazing, amazing sponsors. Mm-hmm. That helps them. It helps us. You're helping good, good people. I promise you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, okay. Those are all the talks I had.
Okay, you guys. What is today? Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. So we are venturing. My family and I are venturing to a swim meet today. We're leaving. And so I will be in a hotel tomorrow.
Are you just staying one day or are you staying through the weekend?
We're staying through the weekend.
Okay.
So I'll be there all the way through Sunday, like late night on Sunday. So I'll be very tired on Monday because we'll be getting home very, very late Sunday night. Yes. Because she's got 3 days of swimming at LSU. So
is this a driving? This is a driving thing or a flying thing?
Driving thing. So we will be driving.
How long is it?
Probably 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's like going
to Georgia. So we'll be, I know. So we're kind of
very long.
To us, 7 hours is not that big of a deal. So we'll be in the car. We'll be in the car today and they're late tonight. So we're kind of excited for it. It's her first swim meet with their new club. So she's kind of excited. So we'll see what happens. And
has she made like a best friend yet?
Not yet. Not in her club yet. She's made a couple friends, but not like a best friend. She's not made a mock yet. You know what I mean? So, but those are rare, you know?
So, I just wondered if she'd found her Texas Ellie.
She has not found her Texas Ellie yet. I'm thinking that probably won't happen until school, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bring it in.
Bring it in, everybody.
Bring it in. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again, and the World Health Organization says it's stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.